朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于杨念慈师母，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
再讲一遍，弟兄姐妹们平安。
Try again, peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天早上很喜乐啊。
This morning I'm very joyful.
我想到这个神真的是很爱我们的教会。
As I think about how much the Lord loves our church.
今天早上可能弟兄姐妹也听到来上保罗行踪的，听到于弟兄讲到在以弗所，他们因为神的道大大的兴旺。圣灵在他们中间有很特别的工作，所以人都把家里面那个拜偶像的、污秽的、从前与那个仇敌有任何关联的东西，都拿到教会里面来把它烧掉。
If you came to this morning's Sunday school class, then you would have heard what Brother Yu shared about what happened at Church of Ephesus, where the saints brought all the things to be destroyed, anything that relates to idols, to church, and then burn them up.
然后我们也听说好像我们教会这礼拜二也要有这样子一个洁净焚烧的聚会。
And we also heard that this coming Tuesday night, we're also gonna have a cleansing and purification meeting.
可能弟兄姐妹心里面觉得很困惑啊，现在大家都是追求新的东西，一窝蜂都追求新的东西。我们教会怎么现在来做2000年以前教会做的事情呢？
If you heard of this, you might be perplexed and confused because nowadays people like to run after new and advanced things. How come we're going backwards to repeat what's been done 2,000 years ago?
你们有没有这样想过？
Have you ever thought about that?
没有想过啊。
Have you ever thought about that?
哎呀，心里很 worry 哦，我们教会是不是，哎呀，越活越回去了呢？
You might be worried that if our church is going backwards.
其实老没有什么不好。
Actually, it's...The old things might not be bad.
旧的东西不见得都是不好的。
The old things might not always be bad.
新的东西我们也不见得都能够信任。
And we cannot always trust the new things.
啊，如果我们老了，但是呢，我们却有从神那里来的智慧，老其实是一个很大的一个幸福跟一个祝福。
As we grow old, if we obtain wisdom from God, then aging is actually a blessing from God.
所以盼望我们在教会里面呢，我们这些年纪轻的人呢，也能够常常要尊重年纪大的。
So we hope that young people here would respect the elderly.
The years does matter.
Because the years don't matter.
这个年纪真的是有关系的。
Age,
我举一个例子啊。
Very significant.
我前一阵子呢，有机会我跟 Sam 今天在不在 ？Sam 在不在？Sam 跟我跟他的外婆我们有机会一起煎年糕。
A while back I was cooking Chinese
年糕。
Okay, that's the cake, the New Year cake with Sam and his grandmother.
那在一个这个圆的这个平底锅里面呢，我们很多的年糕都已经切成块摆在旁边，然后我们要用油来煎啊。
So we try to pan fry those cakes on a flat frying pan.
你们学几何的人呢，可能想说这样子的一个圆圈要放这么多多角形啊，不规则的这个形状。一块一块的这个年糕放到这个圆底锅，你可能要算好久，你才知道说要放几块年糕，哪一块放在什么地方可以 maximize 可以炸最多的年糕一次。
Those of you who have learned geometry before knows it takes some thoughts to maximize the number of cakes that you can put in a round a frying pan.
那就算呢，你会用几何的方法呢，把它算出来了。
Say you know how to maximize the numbers.
但是当你真正煎年糕的时候，年轻人可能一个大圆底锅里面他只放两块年糕在那里煎。
But then when you actually do it, for some young people, they probably just put two pieces.
有没有讲错？
Am I right?
有可能，对不对？
Am I right?
可是呢，当我跟 Sam 的外婆在一起煎年糕的时候，你看他随便眼睛一看，他就知道哪一块年糕该放在哪里，然后把一个圆底平底锅呢填得满满的。
But while I was cooking with Sam's grandmother, Sam help us to fill in the pan.
这叫做年纪。
So this is the difference in age.
所以我很盼望说今天我们虽然讲的一些的东西呢可能是有一点点的年日我们想要效法的想要遵守的呢可能我们从前在年轻人中间也很少大概没有什么人听过。
So, today what we're gonna share might not, be heard of even among the young people very often.
这个世界每一天都在改变我们所有教养孩子的方法我们新出的理论新出的书常常都在改变。
The world is changing and the way to teach and discipline our children are changing too.
但是神的真理却是永远都不改变的。
But yet, the truth of God never changes.
我上一个礼拜我生病啊病了很严重我很久很久没有病的这么严重连烧发烧烧了五天。
Last week, I was really sick. I haven't been this sick for a long time. I have fever for 5 days.
那我很担心呢我就想说会不会把它传染给余弟兄跟Aaron.
I was really worried, passing onto my husband and my children.
我就在想如果他们不被我传染的话呢表示他们的免疫能力很强。
So I thought if they did not catch it from me, that means their immune system is pretty good.
那今天呢我们也要看看在我们的家里跟在我们的教会里面我们每一个人属灵的免疫能力怎么样。
Today we want to sort of estimate and track, to take a look at the immune system of our Church and our families.
像在我们在家里面的时候，我们很怕，对不对？我们很怕，不愿意被疾病传染。
At home, we are always afraid of diseases and sickness.
那上两个礼拜前呢，余弟兄的信息讲到要让让我的百姓去，容我的百姓去的时候，他特别讲到这个世界对我们的影响力。
Two weeks ago, when Brother Yu shared about the message, Let My People Go, he especially talked about the influence the world has on us.
那今天我们要想想，要做一个选择，你愿意像在这个世界里面跟一般的人生活是没有什么两样吗？
Today we're facing a choice. Do we want to live the same lifestyle as the world?
还是你愿意照着你所信的神今天在这里所盼望的为我们所预备的在这里过一个讨他喜悦的生活。
Or we want to choose a lifestyle that's pleasing to God according to His command.
那我们不愿意这些疾病这些属世界的或是污秽肮脏的东西来沾染我们的时候我们要怎么样来建立我们的免疫能力。
So, on one hand, we're afraid of getting caught by the diseases and viruses, and then, but,More positively, how do we build up our immune system?
我们要读几处的圣经，好不好？
Let's read some scriptures together.
那我已经把它印在这个这个上面了，所以我们就可以照着这个上面来。我们读的圣经呢，可能会稍微多一点啊。那我很盼望我们节省时间，我们只能够读中文。我希望读英文的弟兄姐妹呢，你就很专心的。小声或者要大声都可以，你就照着这个上面的经文来读。读的时候。读到我们的脑子里面，好不好？
We'll read the scriptures together, English and Chinese.
那我们读经文的时候呢，我们想想看，这一段的经文到底那个几个 key verse, 几个重要的字到底是什么？我们一边读一边把它找出来。
So we read the passages, let's pick up the key words.
那我选了两段的经文，那你们知道在以色列百姓他们出埃及的时候，神为他们前后选择了两个领袖是哪两个人
Do we all know that God has chosen two leaders on the exile of Israel out of Egypt
哪两个人摩西跟约书亚
那
我选了两段的经文呢就是这摩西跟约书亚在他们临死的时候给以色列百姓对神儿女的最后的一段话
So I have chosen two passages and these are the words thatBoth Moses and Joshua left to the Israelites before their death.
我不是说我要去见主了。
I'm not saying that I'm about to see the Lord.
但是我们可以知道人之将死他所说的话是最重要的话对不对
But we all know that the last words of people before they depart from this world are the most important ones.
所以我们今天就把自己呢当作是在那一群人中间的好听摩西和约书亚在临终的时候对他们的勉励一样用这样子的心来读这两段的经文
So let's read these passages as if we were the people there at that time listening to them
好我们一起来读
Let's read together
这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命律例典章，使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行，好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神，谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你可以在那流奶与蜜之地得以享福，人数极其增多，正如耶和华你列祖的神所应许你的。
Verse 4，
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。好，我们接下来读下面《生命记》三十章。摩西说，我今日呼天唤地向你做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。我们停在这里看一下，摩西在讲这句话的时候呢，他说我把生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选。
Let's pause a little bit here and look at what Moses says. He says, I have set before you life and death, blessings and curse. Now you have to choose.
我们今天也在这里面对一个机会，当神把他的真实、他的命令、他的呼召摆在我们前面的时候，我们需要做一个拣选。好，我们接下来。
Today we're also given an opportunity. The Lord is placing before us a calling and we are to choose.
且爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他，这样你就可以在耶和华向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示应许所赐的地上居住。好，接下来三十一章，要招聚他们男女孩子，并城里寄居的，使他们听，使他们学习好敬畏耶和华你们的神，谨守遵行这律法的一切话，也使他们未曾晓得这律法的儿女得以听见，学习敬畏耶和华你们的神。好，我们停在这里。我们看到这一段圣经呢，讲到我们做父母的，或是我们这些信主的，我们有一个责任，我们要对在我们中间的男女孩子，甚至是寄居的，要使他们听，使他们学习。
This passage teaches us that all the believers and parents, we have a responsibility to teach men, women, and children, even the aliens living among us, so that they can hear the words of the Lord.
那的目的呢，是为了要让他们能够敬畏耶和华我们的神。
The purpose is to teach them to fear the Lord our God.
那我们接下来看约书亚在他临终的时候对神的儿女所说的一段话。约书亚记二十三章。
Now we will look at the last words, by Joshua to the Israelites.
你们若稍微转去，与你们中间所剩下的这些国民联络，彼此结亲，互相往来，你们要确实知道，耶和华你们的神必不再将他们从你们眼前赶出去，他们却要成为你们的网罗、基剑、肋上的鞭、眼中的刺，直到你们在耶和华你们神所赐的这美地上灭亡。现在 你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意地侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。好，我们圣经暂时读到这个地方。
Okay, this concludes our scripture reading.
我们做父母的常常都非常非常的担心我们的儿女，对不对？
As parents, we often worry about our children, don't we?
我们年轻的时候，或者我们不久之前所犯过的错误，或者我们心里生命中有的遗憾，我们都不希望发生在我们儿女的身上。
Because we don't want our children to repeat the mistakes and the regrets we have in our past.
尤其我们现在的孩子都很少。
Especially now we don't have many children.
最普通的就是一个两个。
Usually, each family has one or two.
所以我们对他们的照顾呢都是无微不至的。
So our care for them are very good.
啊，很多的时候呢，我们也为他们担了很多很多的责任。
And sometimes we bear a lot of burdens for them.
但是今天早上，当我们在这里听这个信息的时候
，This morning we're listening to the message.
我想要告诉我们在座所有的大人跟年轻人
，I want to tell all the adults and young people here.
我们各有各的责任
，We all have our own responsibilities.
你们上次啊，我在。圣经里面，我上次在跟中文组聚会的时候，我提到以利跟撒母耳这两个父亲。
Last time when I shared with the Chinese congregation, I mentioned to you, Eli and Samuel, these two fathers.
他们的孩子都没有行他们父亲所遵行的道。
None of their children follow their father's way.
但是以利却受到神非常非常严重的惩罚。
But yet, Eli was greatly punished by the Lord.
这个中间有什么不同呢?
And what's the difference between the two?
神派遣先知去谴责以利。
God sent prophet to rebuke Eli.
他说因为你尊重你的儿子胜于尊重我。
Because he said to Eli, you honor your sons more than you honor me.
而且当他的儿子在这边行这个得罪耶和华圣的事情的时候，以利没有阻止他们。
When his sons was doing evil before the Lord, Eli did not stop them.
这是神对以利的惩罚的原因。
So this is the reason why God rebuked and punished Eli.
所以作为一个父亲，以利没有尽到他做父亲的责任。
So as a father, Eli was not a good.
他得罪神是得罪在哪里呢
？So where did he sin against God?
因为他尊重他的儿子胜于尊重他的神。
Because he honored his sons more than he honored God.
但是呢，撒母耳的儿子，他要负他自己的责任。
But Samuel's sons have to bear their own responsibility.
因为撒母耳作为一个父亲，在圣经上并没有指责说他这个父亲得罪了神。
As a father, the Bible did not say as a father that Samuel sinned against God.
所以今天如果做父母的，我们已经把神的道教导了，而且要我们的孩子来学习，沉迷在他们的面前。
So as a parents today, if we display and show our children the ways of the Lord,
这个拣选的责任在每一个个人的身上。
Then the responsibility to choose is on the children.
所以不能够像以前有一个强盗，当他要被执行死刑的时候，他要求见他的母亲一面。
There was a story, there was a thief, a robber, before he was executed, sentenced to death, he wanted to see his mother.
然后他趁着见他母亲的时候，他要求要能够再能够吃他母亲的奶。
And then, when he saw his mother, he requested that he wanted to suck his mother's breast.
然后他一口就把他的母亲的奶头给咬下来。
And when he did that, he bit off his mother's breast.
为什么？因为他说你没有好好教导我。
Because he blamed her for not teaching him.
可是我觉得我们今天在主里的儿女，你没有这样子的权利。
But today, I don't think children, in the house of God have such rights.
如果父母已经把神的道、把属灵的环境、 把你能够走在耶和华正道上的这条路指出来给你看。
If your parents have already shown you the right way and have provided you a spiritual environment,
今天是每一个人的责任，你必须要做一个对的选择。
Now, it's everyone's responsibility to make the right choice.
我想我们没有一个年轻人盼望有一天我们的神来指责你的父母，说你尊重你的儿子胜于尊重我。
I'm sure none of the young people would want their parents to be rebuked by the Lord, saying that you have honored your children more than you honor me.
所以今天这个世代实在是一个非常严肃，而是每一个人都需要去面对的世代。
So, this generation is a very serious one that every one of us have to face.
我跟余弟兄呢，我们常常去 Sunnyvale 那个 Costco， 因为离我们教会很近。
Brother Yu and I often visited Costco at Sunnyvale because it's close to our church.
你们有没有见过有一个年轻人，他有一点啊，他说话说不清楚，有点像是哑巴，讲不出话来。他是一个 cashier。
I don't know if you noticed there was a cashier. I think he was kind of mute.
但是在那么多个 cashier， 我们去那个 Costco 大概去了十几年了，从他一开始我们就去那个地方。
But we have visited that place for more than 10 years.
没有见过一个 cashier， 一个店员是像那个几乎哑巴的那个店员一样，那么有礼貌，那么殷勤，那么对待那个 customer， 对顾客那么好。
But we have not seen any cashier who is as friendly and diligent and professional as that.
他说不出话来，但是当你一来到他面前的时候，他马上就问候你 ，How are you doing?
Even though he could not speak very fluently, but then he always greeted people, "How are you?"
当我们离开的时候，他一定说 "Have a nice day."
And then by the time we leave, he will always say, "Have a nice day."
他非常的吃力要表达那几个字。
It's very hard for him to utter these words.
但是呢，他却让人的心都可以摸着他里面的那个 kindness， 他的友善，还有他想要对待我们的好。
But everyone who come across him can touch on his kindness and his his sincerity.
有一天离开的时候，余弟兄就说，他的爸爸妈妈怎么把他教得那么好啊
？So one day as we were leaving, Brother Yu marveled how can his parents taught him so well.
我不知道他的爸爸妈妈怎么教他的。
I don't know how his parents taught him.
但是我相信他今天能够成为这样子一个讨人喜欢的一个人，能够不顾他身上的残障，但是却赢得别人对他的尊重。
Today, that despite of his weaknesses, he has gained people's respect and popularity.
我相信跟他自己一定有绝对的关系。
I'm sure it has a lot to do with himself.
啊，所以今天呢，我们今天在底下呢，我只讲三个点，非常非常的简单。
Today I want to just touch on three points, the very simple ones.
但是每一个点都是我们的一个选择。
But every one of them is our choice.
是我们在座所有成年人的选择。
It's a choice for the adults here.
也是我们在座每一个从11岁到18岁的选择。
And it's also a choice for every one of us here who are from age 11 to 18.
因为我绝对相信所有今天坐在这里的人，你已经有了选择的能力。
I'm sure every one of us who's sitting here have the ability to choose.
如果你觉得你没有选择的能力的话，我很希望你会后的时候能够来找我交通，好不好
？If you don't feel you have the ability to choose, please come to talk to me.
我一定要为你祷告
，and I will pray for you after the meeting.
因为神把这个选择的能力赐给我们。
Because God has given us ability to choose.
所以今天我们选择的结果，其实这个责任在我们的身上。
So the result of our choice is also our own responsibility.
那第一个我们讲到要洁净。
First, we say, we need to be cleansed.
我们最近呢，我想我们这几年、这两年的时间，我们一直都盼望我们整个教会能够学习祷告。
For the past 2 years, we have hoped that the church as a whole will learn how to pray.
不管我们的文章，不论我们的讲道，不论我们小组的交通，我们常常围绕这个祷告这个题目。
We often talk about the topic of prayer, whether in our small group discussions, our sermons, or even our article newsletters.
我想现在我们是一个时间，我们可以稍微来检视一下我们在祷告上面的学习，到底有没有什么是拦阻我们的祷告能够。再继续往前的。
Now we want to take a look, is there anything that's hindering our prayer from being advanced?
啊，我说我们的神真的是很爱我们的教会。
Our Lord really loves our church.
我真的心里面，我前几天我还在跟余弟兄在车上的时候，我说我心里面觉得越来越踏实。
A couple of days ago, I shared with Brother Yu that more and more I have this solid feeling in my heart.
为什么呢？因为我觉得我们的教会越来越属灵了。
Why? It's because our church is getting more and more spiritual.
这个不是我们在夸口。
We're not just being boastful.
而是我心里面非常非常的感恩。
But I'm very, very thankful.
也作为一个服事主的人，如果我们所在的教会、所牧养的教会只是在那里求生存。
As a minister, if our church is just trying to barely survive,
或者我们只是为了叫维持一个聚会的一个样子而已，
or we're just trying to maintain some status,
那实在是一个非常悲惨的事情。
That's something very pitiful.
那不需要我们这样子全心全意的来服侍主。
It does not take us to fully devote ourselves.
但是我觉得神今天在我们的教会，他一直把我们带在水往那个水深之处而去。
But I can feel the Lord is keep leading us to deeper ground.
他不要我们停在原地。
He does not want us to stay where we are.
所以我有一个遗憾，我在想，如果五年以前我们的教会就这么属灵，我想对我们的孩子的祝福实在会比现在更大。
So one regret I have is that if our church were this spiritual 5 years ago, it would have had more impact on my children.
但是我也很感谢主。
But yet I thank the Lord.
Never too late.
It's never too late.
在我们中间还有很多没有成年的孩子。
There's still many young children.
今天当我们讲到这个洁净的时候，是非常非常重要的一个观念。
When we talk about the concept cleansing is very, very important.
也在以赛亚书59章第一节第二节那边讲到，他说耶和华的膀臂并非缩短，耳朵并非发沉，不能够拯救。
In Isaiah chapter 59, it says, surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear.
或者是不能够听见。
Or it's too dull to hear.
而是因为你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝了。
But your iniquities have separated you from your God.
你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
Your sins have hidden his face from you.
所以我们的罪孽跟我们的罪恶会造成两个的结果。
In other words, our iniquities and sins will have these results.
一个是叫我们与神隔绝。
That will be separated from our God.
一个是叫神不听我们的祷告。
And God will hide his face from us. He will not hear our prayers.
在约书亚记那边讲到，当亚干他私藏了当灭之物，神怎么对他们说？所以你们在仇敌面前就不能够站立得住。
In the book of Joshua, when Achan was hiding the things to be destroyed, Joshua says, that is why you could not stand before your enemies.
所以我们这个人呢，如果在我们身上有不讨神喜悦的东西，有不洁净的东西，有那个与偶像有关联的东西，使我们与神隔绝，使神不听我们的祷告，使我们在仇敌的面前不能站立得住。
Therefore, if we own or possess anything that's to be destroyed, anything that has to do with idols, anything unclean, that will cause us to be weak and not able to stand before enemies.
我们去年9月6号，我们得着了鲍尔什这一块神所应许我们的地方。
Last year, September 6, we have obtained the land that God promised to us.
那但是今天我们要到那个里面去，在那里敬拜，在那里在那里传福音，在那里让许多的人在那里得着救恩。我们前面遇到很多的拦阻。
But yet today we still encounter many difficulties that's keeping us from going in to worship God.
有弟兄姐妹，当他们自己在那边祷告的时候，他们都掉眼泪。
Some brothers and sisters, when they pray about this matter, they shed tears before God.
到底为什么这个拦阻一直跟在我们的前面？
Why the hindrance is always before us?
我们都希望神听我们的祷告。
We all hope that God will listen to our prayers.
那在我们的家中也常常遇到一些事情，我们迫切需要神来听我们的祷告。
And then, same way, many things that we encounter in our family that we desperately need God to listen to our prayers.
所以神放一个需要在我们里面。
So God placed a need in us.
当他不听我们祷告的时候，
So when he doesn't listen to our prayers,
我们的里面得不着安息。
Our hearts cannot rest.
我们想要找出来原因，说神啊，你理当是听我们祷告的，为什么这件事情你没有听我们的祷告？
So we want to seek the reason Lord, you're supposed to listen to our prayers. Why you're not listening?
啊，第一件事情
，the first thing，
你要我们要省察，一起来省察的，就是在我的身上有什么东西是神要我把它除去的。
Let's all together examine ourselves. Is there anything on ourselves that God wants us to remove?
这是我们建立属灵的免疫力的第一件事情。
This is the first thing to build up spiritual immune system.
你天天都吃脏东西，天天不洗手，天天都在那个啊、很多传染病的这个空气里面，在那里生活，你想你能够不得病吗？
If you you live in a filthy and dirty environment, can you be immune from diseases?
在纽约这个 Tabernacle Brooklyn 布鲁克林的这个会幕教会
In New York Tabernacle Church at Brooklyn,
有一个主日完了以后的祷告时间
There was a ministry time after sermon on Sunday
这个新杰米牧师呢站在那里看到有一个人招手叫他过去为他祷告
And so Pastor Simbala saw a person waving to ask himto come over and pray for him.
所以呢他就走到那个台前去就问那个人说你要我为你祷告什么呢
So he walked up to the person and said, What do you want me to pray for you?
那这个男的呢就跟他讲说我希望你为我的身体得医治祷告
This man says, I hope you will pray for my physical healing.
那这个时候呢这个新牧师呢心里面就觉得这个人不太对劲
But somehow this pastor didn't feel comfortable with something wrong with this person.
但是说不出来哪里不对劲。
But yet he couldn't tell what was wrong.
他就问他说你是一个基督徒吗
?So he asked, are you a Christian?
哦那个人他说那你说什么他说我从小就是去教会的。
Says, what are you talking about? I've been to church since I was a young kid.
那这个新牧师还是觉得不妥当。
But still, this pastor didn't feel right.
他说那你现在是参加哪一个教会啊
So which church are you going to?
那这个男的呢他就说我向来是随从圣灵引导的那圣灵带我去哪一个教会我就去哪一个教会
This man says I always follow the Holy Spirit Whatever church the Holy Spirit leads me to I will go
然后这个新牧师呢里面他就相信呢这是圣灵摆在他里面的不平安他还是没有办法开口为他祷告
So he believed the unrestfulness was placed by the Holy Spirit He just couldn't pray for this man
他突然看见呢在这个男士的这个后面呢几步之远呢有一个站了一个女士站在那个地方等他
And then he noticed behind the man there was a lady waiting for him
他就问他 他就问那个男的是说他说那个女士你认识吗
So this pastor asked the man Do you know the lady behind you?
这个男的呢就说哦那是我女朋友
so, Yeah that's my girlfriend
接下来呢神就摆了一个问题放在新牧师的里面他觉得非常非常的为难问出口
Then afterwards God placed a question within the pastor's heart that was so hard to ask
他就问他说你的女朋友住在哪里
He asked, where does your girlfriend live?
这个男的呢就非常不高兴
And then that offended the man
他说我的女朋友住在哪里跟你有什么关系呢我只是请你为我的身体的医治祷告
He says, what does that have to do with you? Where my girlfriend lives? I just want you to pray for me
新牧师锲而不舍他不放弃他说你的女朋友住在哪里
But Pastor Simbala would not give up. He kept pressing on. Where does your girlfriend live?
这个男的就说好吧好吧我们两个是同居的但是呢神知道我是爱他的总有一天我们会去办那个该办的事情但是现在请你为我祷告你不要去谈这些无关紧要的事
He said, finally the man says, all right, we're living together.But God knows that I truly love her, and sooner or later we're gonna get married. Okay, now pray for my healing.
这个新牧师呢，这个时候知道为什么他里面不平安，为他祷告。
Now Pastor Simbala knew why he had this unrestfulness in his heart. He couldn't pray.
他就非常义正言辞地对这个人说，他说：“你要我为你祷告，向神，向祷告的那个神，就是你犯罪得罪的神。”
So Simbala says, the God you want me to pray to is the God that you're sinning against.
好，今天神如果答应你的祷告，或是答应任何一个为你祷告的人的祷告，
If today God answers your prayer or anyone that prayed for you,
他就违背了他自己的话。
Then he's against his own words.
他也等于鼓励你继续的犯罪来得罪他。
In other words, he's like encouraging you to continue to sin against him.
他，你觉得这样子合理吗？
Do you think this is logical?
还是他这个西牧师说他非常遗憾的，这个男的他话还没有讲完，他就气冲冲的就离开了。
Very regretfully, this man was offended and walked away.
今天我们要在神面前来学习祷告。
Today we want to learn how to pray before God.
有一些东西是必须从我们身上必须要除去的。
There are things that has to be removed from us.
这样我们渴慕他听我们祷告的这个需要才能够得着满足。
Then our desires that our prayers can be heard can be fulfilled.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。